together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening to me. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about our natural problems that a lot of people struggle with, which is getting scammed. And unfortunately, I have been scammed multiple times. I don't want people to feel bad about their mistakes that they made. I don't want them to hurt themselves. I don't want them to look at seeing their failure. This is just part of life now because it's so easy to scam people. It's so easy to ruin people's lives. And when you're like me, who trust people who come into your life and you talk to them and you meet them, and I sometimes can't see them scamming. So don't hold it to yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Just kind of accept it. Do the best thing you can to move on and to refocus yourself. And to just know that it's going to come back to you tenfold, like even bigger and even stronger. But just wait your time out. Make the next move. Figure out what you need to do step by step. So for me personally, and Ash Friendly, I in the beginning, I didn't know what I was doing. And so I blindly went with someone who was just starting out, just doing his own thing. Because I knew Fiverr was a definitely scam. I knew that other places that are definitely a scam. And so when I found this person on a certain website that was recommended from from Today's Show and to all these other MSNBC, all these marketing, it's like, oh, I'll go with one of these companies. And it wasn't just an individual guy. The reason why I won't release his name and his business is because I don't want more anger and aggression going out to him, because he's the one that scammed me. He's the one that hurt people who are mentally challenged. He hurt the people that are very religious and trying to find safe places. He has no compassion towards other people. That's why no one likes him. That's why no one wants to be around him. And now I can see that. But I don't need more hatred going to that person. And so that's the main reason why I'm not going to release this person and the next two people that scanned me, because it'll just create more hate. And I don't need anyone connected to Ash Friendly to do things they shouldn't do that may justify their means, because this person punched me, I'm going to punch him back. No, just walk away. Oh, this person scanned me, now just walk away. There's no big deal. You're going to get it at the end. You're going to get everything back. Don't worry. He'll have his coming due. Live your best life. Keep moving forward, because he wants to hurt you in every possible way and rip you off and destroy your life. So that's why I never released the name. But back to this person, I just remember step by step, and I thought I was being taken care of. I thought I did everything right. I thought he was legit. I thought I looked at all the credentials, and he was just money hungry for himself. And I just was just heartbroken, just absolutely devastated. I put in about like $55,000 with him, just wiped clean, just done. And you can't sue someone for money. Can't sue somebody that has no money. Can't go after somebody like that. I was like, I'm just gonna leave it alone. I'll figure it out along the way. It took me a while to get back up on the horse, because I just kind of wanted to give up. I've been scammed a lot in my life. Through other business ventures I tried. And like I said, my problem is that when I'm the vision, I'm like, and a lot of people can't see what I'm doing. A lot of people can't see the future because I'm the vision. I'm creating it from scratch. I'm creating it from a dream I had or something that inspired me, and I'm building it. But a lot of people need to see it now and in front of them. Let me see it working. Let me see this. Let me see that. And then maybe I'll invest, or maybe I'll think you're real. And so when I went out there, told everyone what was coming, not knowing I was going to get scammed the first time, and then I failed yet again. And people have always known me by that, because I've had to rely on so many people to produce these ideas, produce these things that I'm creating and working on a team effort. But people just are very unreliable, very flaky, because they just, I don't know what it is. That's just society now. And he was so money hungry about like getting whatever he wanted, and he did. But then it hurt me. It hurt the people that are mentally challenged. It hurt the Jewish community. It hurt the Catholic community. It hurt all these other communities that I work with. into building this, and it's just like, he just hates himself, he hates people. How do you do this to people? And so I was like, all right, you know what? Like I said, I was just stuck. I was really depressed for a while. Couldn't really get my life back and together. Took me 2 weeks. Then my cousin Face called me. He told me to get back on the horse. You need to. This is what you are. Don't run away from who you are. Just because your whole life everyone scams you and takes everything from you constantly doesn't mean just get it back on one more trip. One more try. Because the problem is I was just going to run out of money. I was going to do this. Why do I keep doing this? You know, because everyone sees that I'm just a constantly failure by everyone else's actions, hurting me, because I'm easy to hurt, because I believe in people, I believe in humanity, I believe in community, I believe in doing the right thing, but nowadays that's not the way you get ahead. You play the game to get ahead, and I refuse to play it. I'm just good. I don't need that in my life, and I'm doing my own thing. So I got back on the horse. Now, the second time, I decided to go with a major corporation. I decided to go with, they had two offices, one in San Francisco and then one in Chicago. And I was like, all right, well, major corporation, they're not going to scam me. Same thing happened. They would never communicate with me. I asked for my information. I asked for the stuff that I needed. I asked for this. I asked for that. Can I have this? No, no. They kept bringing things out that I just absolutely hated. And then like they would never finish things. And then they just took all my money. Scammed twice. I had another like $45,000. So I was not as depressed and sad as I was the first time I got scammed. I was just angry at the world, and I was like, I'm just going to keep going. And I just kept going. And then that's when I ran into who I'm with now. His name is Saj, and he's the one building the app for me. He's the one creating everything that I need. And that is the only way that I could have gone through, is by finding a legit company that is real and like is going to actually help me out, is actually going to produce this, is actually going to make the moves and do all these fun things to make it happen. I finally made it. But I just didn't quit on what I needed to be. And I'm now moving forward. I want to make sure that the people that are involved with Astrolink, the people that are struggling, I don't want them to get scammed the way that I do. And I'm going to try my best to make the community where we can help each other out, and then we can identify who the evil people are and get rid of them out of Ashford and they go somewhere else. And then that way we can somewhat protect each other a little bit better. Won't be 100% perfect. You know, you still get people trying out there, make some dollars on people who are disabled or people who are religious or just like, they don't think they're that bright. But my idea is that if I trust them and the people around them trust them, and then we can hand money over and then they can grow their business or do what they need to do, it'll be a lot easier than just dealing with people you don't know. Dealing with that unknown factor. Is this a legit business, not a legit business? Is someone to steal all my money or not steal all my money? I want to give people peace of mind so moving forward they can make or break their chances by running their luck on themselves. Like, hey, I'm going to gamble here. It's on me. Boom. I feel safer when everyone knows these people who we're dealing with. So just to reiterate and go back, just keep believing yourself. If you've been scammed, if you are struggling, know that it's happened multiple times to me, the creator of Ash Friendly itself, and that just do not stop believing in yourself, and you'll make it sooner or later as you take baby step after baby step to get out of the evil that has surrounded you. And then hopefully you can create a safe place for yourself to build on, and we will help you along the way. Well, folks, I deeply appreciate you listening. I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love yourself, love the people around you a little more every day, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening to Ash Friendly. And remember, together, we are Ash Friendly.